The back of the Packers may not be as competitive as the front runners, but as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, they're making the most of their UConn Quest experience.
Rookie musher Gus Gunther says he's not racing at all.
Does it seem like it? Does it? I'm in a race. Doesn't mean I'm racing, I guess. I'm not racing at all, no.
Gunther says he didn't even start the race with a plan.
Like, everybody has these race strategies. If I even have one to begin with, it changes like every hour. Like, I don't even know what the trail's coming up, you know? Like, I'm always asking Paige, I'm like, what's next? Or what is the next checkpoint? Or where are we going?
He's talking about fellow rookie Paige Drobny.
I mean, Gus and I kind of have the same attitude, you know? We're just out here to see the trail and have a good time, so... I don't know. Trent and Gus and I talked about camping at the bridge, at the Tikini Bridge, and sitting there and then all pulling the snow hooks at the same time and seeing what happens.
Gunther and Drobny started running near another fellow rookie, Trent Herbst, early on. The three teams have been close for nearly 800 miles, but Gunther says he was never interested in passing anyone.
Basically what I know how to do is to run, get a dog team from A to B. That's what I know how to do. I don't know how to race them. I know how to take care of them. I know, you know, I'm not interested in the other part. I have no interest in running competitively. Even with a team that could possibly run sort of competitively, I don't find it fun. I like seeing the dogs, like, where they look at you and, they have that sparkle in their eye.
For Drobny, signing up for the race was a way to find out how to become a better musher.
I didn't want to be inefficient. I wanted to teach myself efficiency, and I think that's one of the main things that those lead guys have. I'm not racing, really, but I was conscious of how long I was staying in checkpoints. If I allowed myself a lot of time in each checkpoint, then I would end up walking in circles, which I did a little bit anyway, but not as, you know, if I... Once I got a routine down and I only had so many hours, then I was pretty good about keeping, you know, things in line and doing things efficiently.
Extra rest has benefited Trent Herbst, who headed for Whitehorse a few hours ahead of Gunther and Drobny. He ran the fastest run time into the Braeburn checkpoint by more than an hour, but he's also not in the UConn Quest to race.
There's all these historical places I've wanted to see and cabins I've wanted to go to that I've heard, so sometimes I made a short run to go stay and see it. Stepping Stone is one of them. I've always wanted to go to Stepping Stone because you hear of that, just because it's a legendary place on the trail. And then Cochran's Cavern's another one. I had to stop there, so I stopped there. That broke up my run there.
All three rookie mushers say they're pleased with how their dogs have run on the Quest Trail. They say the experience has been more than they'd expected. For Gus Gunther, it's been 20 years in the making.
Just putting your life on hold for an entire winter to do this, it's a lot of financial obligations, and you know, I think there's other things you can do with dogs and not have to be in a race, but yeah, I almost guarantee within a month I'll be like, yeah, I'm doing it again, but I just don't want to be out there the year it's like 50 below again.
Paige Drobny says she's not sure if the Quest is in the cards again in the future.
I've never run dogs to be a racer, and I kind of did it to see if I was going to like it or not. So I think it's going to take a little time to process to see if I want to do it again. So yeah, I'm just maybe a one-hit wonder, or maybe I'll be back. I don't know.
Trent Herb says he's only got one regret.
I don't know. I wish I could still be out there. It's kind of a bummer. It's always a bummer at the end of these things because you got to go back to normal life. It's nice being out. I just like the rhythm of being out on the trail. It's hard to come in and knowing that the rhythm's going to stop. And I think the dogs sense it too.
The three rookies say they don't mind who finishes first or last in their group, or that they're 2 days behind the leaders. And even though they've posted a few faster run times, they were in it for the camaraderie between each other and with their dogs. Reporting on the UConn Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Emily Schwing.